Gamble if you must. We're still going to warn people. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I am your host. This is not a news update. It's an attempt, possibly a futile one, to try to help keep people safe with a little bit of FYI, a little bit of informational. There's a garbage token that's getting chatter, and not because it's being, I mean, certainly influencers are talking about it, but it's not that. It's that CoinMarketCap is shilling it. Some exchanges are shilling it. It's getting some, there's not like paid ads, but it's getting some traction. And that's fine, you know, hey. But I noticed a post, and the post, I figured I'd put something out just to put my voice on it. Ignore Leister if you must. Hey. User Mr. Crypto says, quote, PayPay, this coin made me $5,000 already, and I took my last $15,000 of life savings and put it in. If I could have used the equity on my home, I would have been up $50,000 and soon would be able to pay the house off. Sounds not smart, but this coin is going to make people millionaires. Hope I can hold that long, but $100,000 and I'm out. Stop. So here's my message. When I hear people say, quote, I took my last $15,000 of life savings, unquote, and put it in a garbage meme token, you're rolling the dice hoping that it's going to win. You have every right to do that. It's your money. I don't care. I'm going to advocate for anybody listening to me that you don't do that. I'm not telling you not to invest in something that looks like it's got something. But you should not be putting your, You should not be putting your freaking life saving, all your life saving, all my money. Stop doing that. Stop throwing everything at something. Take a bit of it. If you've got $15,000, why not take $5,000 of it and put it in there? Let it increase, because with this recent run of this garbage PayPay, it easily would have doubled it. Put your $5,000 back in your life savings where it belongs, almost cussed again, and let the other $5,000 ride and just be patient, knowing that it's just raw profit anyway. And the risk isn't zero because you got your money back. This is what I'm talking in when I say smart investing. But people talking, I'm just going to take out home equity loans, use my home as a freaking ATM machine. I'm trying to stop from cussing because of how stupid this guy is. Using your home as an ATM on cryptocurrency gambling, folks, is not the answer. And I will never advocate it. And I will never support it. And I will always try to talk you off the ledge. Because what will happen if such a token craps? Oh, I lost all my money. This is why we need regulations to protect people. Because that's what every fucking people, I'm sorry, I got to do that one. Every fucking person does that. That's exactly what happens. That's why this crypto gambling of all your assets is the wrong answer. Because they don't own that. They don't say, you know what? I rolled the dice. The house won. That's on me. That's not on the regs. That's not on the crypto. It didn't do anything wrong. I did that. I made a stupid decision. I didn't listen to Leister, and I gambled my life away. They don't do that. They start screaming for regulation. Those idiots up there say, well, see, we told you, we sold. That's why we got to lock it down. That's the problem. If they would own it, if they would be accountable for their decision, I wouldn't have so much of a beef on it. So I'm going to say, do not throw every last freaking dollar you got at something. Certainly not your life savings. Stop doing that. Stop YOLOing into garbage projects. Don't even YOLO into Ethereum or Bitcoin or whatever. Stop doing that. Take a portion of it. That's fine if you choose to get into crypto. Take a portion of it. In something like this that easily doubled, sure, take your original investment back. You're now at net zero. Everything is profit. Everything is fair. If you lost what was profit, you're still at net zero because you have your stuff back. And let it sit there, because maybe it does run and it's going to take 3 years to get to a point of dropping, let's say, 3 zeros. Well, hell, if he had put, let's say he put 5,000 in the shit, right? And it drops and it 3 zeros out. Dude, he's made, but he's got to wait 3 years. What the fuck is the difference? You still got to wait anyway. What's the difference? Put yourself at net zero. Don't put yourself in the red. up jump. So you can ignore Leister at CryptoTalk.fm. That's cool. I'm putting it out because I don't want people get the stuff took, and certainly not your life savings, taking food out of your family's mouths, taking potentially a roof off your family's heads because you have a gambling addiction. I'm going to say, don't do that. And if you're smart, you'll listen to me and you'll come back to me and say, you know what, Leister, I'm going to give you a credit. You called it. This is what it is. Maybe it craps. Maybe it runs. The point is, Leister, I appreciate, you know, you're helping keep people safe out there and you're helping people invest smart because those are the ones who actually get the money. It's not the ones who YOLO. Those guys and girls go broke. The ones who invest smart, they're the ones who's got the cash. They're the ones who get paid. Remember, I don't even depend on cryptocurrency at all because I do it smart. I have investments. I don't YOLO in any damn thing. I will never advocate that you do. You can ignore it and go ahead and do it. And maybe you do win. And I'll celebrate if you do. I'm still going to advocate you don't do that because it's too risky and you should not be putting your family at risk because of your addiction.